Leaders are influencers, and it's nearly impossible to maximize your influence when you're being dragged down and distracted by crippling anxiety, overwhelming stress, and private doubts and fears. We're unlocking the secrets to being fully present, expanding our potential, and growing our wisdom. Welcome to the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast with your host, Jason Stonehouse. Jason is the founder and lead coach at Life in Process. He helps professionals and leaders conquer anxiety and fear so they can maximize their potential. And now, grab something to write with and engage in today's episode.
Did you know that when you compare, you always lose? Hey everybody, it's Jason from the Calm and Confident Leader Podcast. This is episode number 20. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to listen. I know that there's lots of podcasts, lots of things that you could be spending your time doing, so I really want to make this and value add time for you so that you can learn how to lead better, how to influence others, and really just how to learn to lead and live from the inside out. And hey, before I get into the content of today's episode, I wanted you to know that I've done a little bit of work on my master website, which is jasonstonehouse.com, jasonstonehouse.com. And there is now a Grand Central Station, if you will, kind of growing up in New York City area, that will have the books, coaching, stuff I've been doing on social. So it's all up there, jasonstonehouse.com. I would love for you to take some time and check out the new website. It's definitely a work in progress. All right, let's talk about comparison. I said at the top of the show that when you compare, you always lose. What do I mean by that? Well, let's start with comparison. You're a leader, you're an influencer, you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a coach, you have some level of interaction with other people in a way that you want to be a positive, add value kind of person. You start looking around and you start seeing other leaders. You start seeing people on your team. You start seeing people out in social media world, and you start to compare yourself. It's a very natural thing to do. But there's one of two things that's going to happen as soon as you step all across that line and you start comparing. First of all, you could become proud. You start to look around, you say, you know what? I'm actually doing better than most people. I'm actually a pretty good leader. And you start to get proud, you start to get arrogant. And guess what happens? You stop getting motivated to grow. You stop making progress. You stop becoming a better person. Maybe you just slow down that growth, but maybe you stop it altogether. And that is dangerous for leaders, because when leaders stop growing, it not only hurts them, but it hurts the people that they lead and influence. So if you're a dad, it's going to hurt your family. It's going to hurt your team. It's going to hurt your friends and the people that you have influence over. Because when you stop growing or when you slow down your growth, we're all going to hurt from that. I know it doesn't seem to make sense, but you have to remember, we as people have influence on other people. So what we choose to do for us affects the people around us. Now, I will be honest and say that this is not the most common response when we compare. Typically, when you compare yourself to other people, your number one temptation is not to think, I'm so much better than everybody else. I'm great. I'm amazing. I can't believe how more people should be more like me. No, what happens more often is we lose in a different way. We lose because we start thinking, oh man, I'm not nearly as good as they are. They are such a better parent. They are such a better coach. They are such a better leader. They run teams so much more efficiently than I do. They're much more creative than I am. They're much better at grabbing people's attention. They're a much better communicator. Whatever it might be, we tend to put ourselves down. Now, here's why this happens. Because we are comparing the externals that we see in somebody else with the internals that are going on in us. And if you've ever taken time, and I hope you have, if you're an avid listener to this podcast, hopefully you take time to do reflection and look internally at what's going inside of you. When you take an inner look, guess what you're going to find? You're a mess. That's right. We all are, right? Our inner lives are so messy. We've got emotions. We have insecurities. We have fears. We have things that were told us when we were a child that we're still hanging on to. We have things that were said last week that we're still trying to process, right? Internally, we are a mess. And so when you compare your internal mess with somebody's external success, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, I'm just no good. I am not nearly as good as this person. I am struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. I'm no good at this. And I can't get this right. I can't do that right. And we tend to put ourselves down. Now, again, what is the outcome of putting yourself down? Well, most of us tend to feel like a failure. And most of us begin to become paralyzed. We begin to think to ourselves, I'll never be that good. I'll never be at that level. I'll never be like that person. Why do I even bother? Why do I even try? And guess what the outcome or the result is? The result is, once again, you are slowing your growth, or more likely, you are stopping growing altogether. So rather than being motivated and excited to say, I'm going to take the next hill. I want to get better. I want to grow in these areas. Typically, when you are in that comparison mode, you are not thinking those things. You're thinking, oh, woe is me. I'm no good at this. Why do I even bother? Why do I even try? So what is the solution? Let me tell you what I believe is the number one step you need to take rather than compare is be inspired. What I mean by this is look at the people around you. Look at the people on social media. Look at those other coaches, those other parents, and ask yourself this one question. What do I admire about that? What do I admire about them? Be an encourager rather than a comparer. And maybe you'll never have opportunity, because a lot of the people that we compare ourselves to, we don't even know. We don't even know. We've never met them in everyday life. They are people in this fictitious social media world. But my guess is when you watch somebody's video, when you see somebody's post, what is it about it that inspires you? What is it that you admire about that person? And let that thing be an inspiration or a motivation for you to grow. So I meet a leader and I'm like, man, they are so curious. They're really good at asking questions. They seem to really take an interest in the people that work with them, work for them, and they are just really curious. I wonder what it would take for me to become more curious about the people around me, the people in my life. Now what I've done, rather than saying, oh man, I'm horrible at asking questions. Oh my gosh, I'm so focused on me and I don't, you know, and where our vision is and where I'm going. And I don't even take enough time for the people on my team. Instead of doing that, I can say, I wonder what it would take for me to become more curious. I wonder what it would take for me to grow in that area. Or maybe you see somebody and they're so empathetic. Or you see somebody and they're a great presenter. They're a great communicator. It doesn't even seem like they look at their notes. They're just like, it's all right there. Ask yourself, what would it take for me to take a step forward, to move one step closer to that thing that I admire in that other person? Rather than looking around and comparing yourself to the people around you, look around and be inspired by the things that you admire in others. Find out what you admire and then let it inspire. All right. So that's a little hint for you today, because I'll tell you something about comparisons. Comparisons are all based on assumptions. We assume something about that other person because we only look at the external. And you and I know what happens when you assume. Right? I'm not even going to go there. Well, I really hope that today you got something to get you thinking, inspire you, move you forward, so that we can all learn how to lead and live from the inside out. I would love it if you could to leave a review, subscribe to this podcast, share it with other people. The biggest way, probably the only way, that this podcast continues to grow is by you sharing it with somebody else. And remember, life is a process, so don't do it alone.